Good evening to all my boon companions out there in the Booniverse. I hope you're all faring well and are having a very enjoyable week thus far. Well, I have been in a rather philosophical and poetic mood of late, so I thought that I would share two of my very favorite poems with you. They've been on my mind a great deal of late, and also, they are poems which I am firmly convinced should be read aloud. I'll explain why that is in a moment. They are by Edward Eslin Cummings, better known as E.E. Cummings, who was an American poet, essayist, playwright, and painter. He was a contemporary of Gertrude Stein and Ezra Pound. He was born in October of 1894 in Massachusetts, and he died in 1962. Now, he was very influenced by avant-garde art and modernism and surrealism, but much of his poetry is actually of quite a traditional nature, and I think that's partly what appeals to me about it, because I do tend to prefer more traditional poetry as opposed to contemporary stuff. But also, I just love the alliteration and the imagery he uses. They're absolutely breathtaking. I got thinking of Cummings partly because a friend of mine, Sarah Hillis, who's also on Audioboo, has been setting the work of another poet to music. She's been working on Gerard Manley Hopkins' poems. And I've always thought that Hopkins and Cummings had very similar styles, even though they were from very different periods. Hopkins was a Victorian poet. He was also a priest. But he and Cummings tended to use very similar nature imagery and symbolism about God and divinity, and metaphors for God in their poetry. Now, that imagery tends to be rather obscure, which is one reason I think these poems should be read aloud. Another reason is that Cummings certainly tended to write in a manner which did not conform to proper English syntax and punctuation. So, in order to interpolate these poems properly and get at the meat of what they're saying, I think it's much better to read them aloud, because if you look at them silently, it's sometimes hard to know what he's trying to say, because there's absolutely no punctuation in them. He was like Dickinson in that respect. She often did not use much punctuation either. So, on to these poems. I'll stop waffling at you didactically here and actually read these now. The first one I'm going to read is, actually, it has no title. So people tend to refer to it by its first line, which is, I thank you, God, for most this amazing day. I thank you, God, for most this amazing day, for the leaping greenly spirits of trees and a blue true dream of sky, and for everything which is natural, which is infinite, which is yes. I who have died am alive again today, and this is the sun's birthday. This is the birthday of life and of love and of wings, and of the gay, great, happening, illimitably earth. How should tasting, touching, hearing, seeing, breathing any, lifted from the know of all nothing, human merely being, doubt unimaginable you? Now the ears of my ears awake, and the eyes of my eyes are opened. The next poem is called Anyone Lived in a Pretty How Town. Actually, it's untitled as well, as much of his work was, so again, it's referred to by its first line. This is dedicated to the memory of an absolutely marvelous creative writing teacher I had in high school, Mr. Richard Ainsworth, who was a truly remarkable gentleman. He was very erudite and learned and talented, and he could recite this poem off the top of his head, which, as you will hear, is not an easy feat. I have a hard time just reading it. One of these days, though, perhaps I will learn to recite it and emulate his example. Anyone lived in a pretty how town with up so floating many bells down, spring, summer, autumn, winter. He sang his didn't, he danced his did. Women and men, both little and small, cared for anyone, not at all. They sowed their isn't, they reaped their same, sun, moon, stars, rain. Children guessed, but only a few, and down they forgot as up they grew. Autumn, winter, spring, summer. That no one loved him more by more, when by now and tree by leaf, she laughed his joy, she cried his grief. Bird by snow and stir by still, anyone's any was all to her. Someone's married their everyone's, laughed their cryings and did their dance. Sleep, wake, hope, and then they said their nevers, they slept their dream, stars, rain, sun, moon. And only the snow can begin to explain how children are apt to forget to remember, with up so floating many bells down. One day anyone died, I guess, and no one stooped to kiss his face. Busy folk buried them side by side, little by little and was by was, all by all and deep by deep, and more by more they dream their sleep. No one did anyone earth by April, wish by spirit and if by yes. Women and men both dong and ding, summer, autumn, winter, spring, reaped their sowing and went their came, sun, moon, stars, rain.